So the question we all daily turn over in our minds. In the Hollywood production of my life, who plays the lead? So hopefully that's not a question that we daily find ourselves daydreaming over. But I'll admit, it has come to my mind this last week. Moving truckloads of mass items would be riveting cinema, I'm sure. And in previous parishes, I was known to be compared to a young Jimmy Stewart. But wonderful life or not, mine will not be making the silver screen, which is probably a good thing, being that Jimmy Stewart is currently deceased and all. I thought about this movie star question because just last week, in this very space, we had such a person whose life had been rolled down the red carpet. Sister Helen Prejean, opening her nationwide book tour here in the Morrow Center. We have to say, Sister Helen made out pretty good. I would take Susan Sarandon any day to play my lead. While it's unlikely such a script of our own days will find projected light, I think we could still take a page out of Sister Helen's book. The work she is currently promoting is something of a precursor to her Dead Man Walking, her unexpected journey to becoming the face of death penalty opposition in our country. How did all that happen? Sarandon and Sean Penn offering award-winning performances to a period of her life. 30 years now of advocacy we could think of for even the most sinister of lives. To the how did it happen question, Sister Helen likes to say, in one way, it happened because Patrick Saunier wrote her a letter from death row. In another way, all of her life up to that point is the reason. The new book entitled River of Fire speaks to that second point. It's a captivating read. I think I've thumbed through about half of it so far. But it's the epigraph, the little quote that begins the work that I can't seem to shake from my mind. It comes from a prayer of St. Bonaventure, two of his lines strung together. Ask not for understanding, ask for the fire. Ask not for understanding, ask for the fire. Fire is always a dangerous image, especially as we sit here in this auxiliary chapel, all thanks to the broiling temperature outside and our inability to control it across the street. But Sister Helen is right at home today. As someone even more famous speaks in this way, someone we have the daily job to act like. Jesus said to his disciples, we hear in our gospel, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Jesus admits in today's gospel that his message will spark things, even conflict, but that this is his ministry image, his ministry desire, his ministry hope for us. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Ask not for understanding, ask for the fire. I was planning to pursue this line of thought today, even with a moderately functioning chiller and a completely functioning church, but I think it sizzles even more as we gather here in this space. I would like to get back to church more than anyone else, I think, in this room. I would love to have things orderly and clear, no loose ends or other concerns. But order is not our God. My pew is not my God. My unthinking structure is not my God. My convenience is not my God. And I've always said, if people connect to us for a certain time and it's for their benefit, praise God. But we're building something more significant than what can be shaken by personal whims or better accommodations or church AC, as important as all of those things can be. Our first job as a community is to stoke that fire, to feel Jesus' dynamic, enlivening call within, to connect with him in worship, so that we connect with him better in our lives, in service, in prayer, in praise, and sacrifice. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Ask not for understanding. Ask for the fire. What is something God is inviting us to feed today? A kindling placed here, an ember moved to another part in our lives. May God so spark us. May these next few weeks focus us even more on that which is essential. May we ask for the fire. And if we do, who knows? Maybe someone will ask for those movie rights after all.